You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. I'm going to get right into it with trending report. My former girlfriend, Kate Beckinsale, turns 50 years old today.
Nice.
Kate, I broke up with her a couple of years ago when she started dating Pete Davidson. So
that's it. There's that.
Another big birthday today. Kids might have to Google him, but probably not. Mick Jagger turns 80 today.
Okay.
Yeah, trying to imagine people like Mick Jagger at age 80 is kind of wild.
Yeah.
I read something funny the other day that was funny that said there's a whole generation that believes his name is one name, MC capital JAGGER, Mick Jagger, like McDonald's.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, my gosh.
There's a whole
funny
bunch of people who think it's spelled Mick Jagger, like
I've
McDonald's.
I've never thought about that. That's great.
I didn't either. In all of my years.
Ooh, Mick Jagger.
I've heard a lot of Mick Jagger music over the years.
Skiddly.
Never crossed my mind.
That's so funny.
Nobody won the Mega Millions jackpot last night. They say it'll be like $910 million for Friday. So
yeah,
another close to $1 billion.
God.
So that's going on. There's an interesting story that's out where these doctors are releasing these. It was a study that they did trying to find if there are certain habits that you can do, particularly before you turn 40, that can add a lot of years to your life. And they said if you can pick up these 8 habits before you're 40 years old, it could add more than 2 decades to your lifespan. And the usual suspects are in there: exercise, eat healthy.
Yeah, don't smoke.
All that stuff we expect. But they are making sure that one of the 8 is get enough sleep, which is America is a sleep-deprived nation. Avoid binge drinking.
Yeah.
Manage your stress. You got to figure out a way to do that.
The exercise comes in.
Yeah, that and some yoga and meditation, maybe.
Yep.
Number 8 on the list, have friends and maintain good social relationships.
All right.
It's a struggle for me. Out of the 8, 5 of them I'm already doing. It's fine. The 3 that they eat a mostly plant-based diet, I don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't get enough sleep, even though my sleep has improved. I went from 4 hours of sleep before I moved to 6.5 after moving.
That's pretty good.
So 6.5 is about what I average now. And then the have friends and maintain good social relationships. I just don't have a whole lot of friends.
Right. I guess I fall in the sleep one, the plant-based diet. Yeah, I'm doing better with that. And then I guess I'm not hooked on opioids or pain pills, so
right.
I'm doing good
there.
Right,
you got all those handled. So you've got 6 of the 8. I got 5
of the 8.
We're doing pretty well.
We're doing all right.
Maybe we can add 15, 20 years.
I was going to say, yeah, I think I hit a solid 18 years then. All right, right on.
Did you see the story that President Biden's dog keeps biting people?
I do see that.
That is hilarious. I mean, it's not funny for the people that are getting bitten. But there's like one Secret Service officer had to be treated at a hospital.
I saw another one had to like protect himself with a chair to avoid being bitten.
Yeah.
So they booted one of his dogs already.
For
the same reason, like a year or so ago. But now this one is just highly aggressive, it sounds like.
A representative for First Lady Jill Biden blamed the dog's name, by the way, is Commander. They blamed Commander's behavior on, and I quote, a unique and often stressful environment for family pets.
Oh, is that what it is? I've never heard of any other presidential pets biting anybody.
I got some mean dogs in the White House, man.
Man.
Mean dogs. All right, and then the last thing I'm going to talk about, I think this could be a bigger segment on our show. We need to talk about it, but this Kristen Bell, she and Dax Shepard, they constantly are in the news for doing some sort of
I think the last thing was is they don't bathe their children or
something like that. Yeah.
They go
they
like weeks.
They seem to pop up with unusual characteristics. Her latest is that Kristen Bell says that their 8 and 9-year-old daughters drink non-alcoholic beer. Now, Dax Shepard is a recovering addict, but he does like to drink his non-alcoholic beer, and apparently they've turned their two daughters onto that, even so much so that if they go out to a restaurant, these 8 and 9-year-olds are ordering non-alcoholic beer. And Kristen Bell says, judge me if you want, but I'm not doing anything wrong. I think, you know, the letter of the law, I guess she's right.
I guess it's non-alcoholic. It's like having a soda.
We'll talk about this at 7 o'clock. I'd love to know what our listeners think of this.
Yeah, it just looks bad, doesn't it?
It just looks bad.
Yeah.
What else is trending, Jer?
Well, this big story about LeBron James' son yesterday. Bronny was rushed to the hospital after suffering cardiac arrest during a practice on Monday.
He's only 18 years old.
Only 18 years old, cool. Dom. Family is saying that he's in stable condition. It was a pretty serious situation, it sounds like. He was unconscious when the ambulance took him to the hospital, but now everybody's like, what, why? Why did this happen?
I was thinking about this. I haven't read really any stories on it, but I was just chewing on it for a little while when I first saw the story, and I thought, he's 18. He's obviously a well-tuned athlete. He's got to be in good shape physically.
Yep. He looks great,
But, you know, we were just talking about one of the 8 habits that you should develop for a long life, and one of them is managing stress. Can you imagine the stress of being LeBron James's son?
Yep.
And, you know, he's going off to college to play basketball, and everyone is going to compare him to his dad.
100% correct, yes.
So the stress must be intense on that young
man. Extremely heavy, and who knows how often he's practicing and playing ball and just trying to keep up with, you know, his dad. So who knows?
And his dad has added to the stress by saying, I intend to be on the same court someday on a professional team with my son. So he's already essentially telling his son, you need to become a pro so I can play ball with you.
I would not want to be in his son's situation, honestly.
No,
it's too much to live up to.
His son should go be a dancer or a painter or something.
I really want to switch and go into theater.
Why not?
Why not? Live your own life. I don't know, though. I don't know much about this kid. I don't know much about the situation. I mean, is he good? I mean, is he good enough
to
be?
Yeah, he's good.
Well, then he maybe, you know, you do
he
follow
no
dad's
choice,
footsteps.
But to be good. I mean, he has to be good. He's following his dad's. Yeah. That's another topic on our show, following in parents' footsteps. I'm writing it down.
You know how many people have asked me, like, why were you not a firefighter? That was your dad's, and still is, passion, and I had an in, essentially. Why didn't you do that?
My dad was insistent that I follow his lead, you know, with the Air Force.
Looking back,
look at us now.
I probably should have been a firefighter.
We're a couple of jamokes on the radio.
I should have been a firefighter, absolutely. Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift has reportedly met with the Succession writer. That's the show that you like, right? Succession? Mm-hmm. Alice Birch is the writer to discuss the development of a new TV show inspired by Taylor Swift's relationships. They're saying, you know what? These relationships have inspired some of her biggest songs in a billion-dollar tour. They're probably going to translate into some really good TV. They say the plot and the casting and all that is tightly under wraps right now. But more information is expected to leak out soon, supposedly. So
The Swifties will make it a huge hit. So there's no doubt about that. The only issue with that is it's going to be sanitized from her perspective if she's the one doing the show.
Sure.
I would rather see an unbiased documentary about it.
Right. Not probably, just although she doesn't really hold back in her songs and stuff about her relationship.
No, I know, but even with her songs, you're only hearing one side. You're just hearing her side.
I want to hear John Mayer's side.
I do.
I really do.
Ultimately, you and I don't care. Ultimately,
dare you say that?
Just live your life, Tay-Tay. We don't care. But if you're going to do it, let's get an unbiased reporting on it.
Let's make it really juicy. Not just half juicy. We want full juicy. Anyway, I know a lot of people are like,
it'll be a big
right now. They're so excited about that. So apparently back in the day, in the Barbie line of toys, there was an Allen doll. I have never heard of the Allen doll, but he's in the new movie.
My sister loved her Barbie dolls, and she had Ken, but I don't remember Allen.
So Allen was introduced in 64 as a friend of Ken's, and then discontinued a few years later. Basically forgotten about, says this story. But they brought him back for the movie, it sounds like. Michael Cera plays Allen. Anyway, if you went on to eBay before the Barbie movie was released, the Allen dolls were going for about $35. And now one just sold last night, it says, for $410. So if you're holding on to an Allen doll from the 60s, you can make some bank now. That's so funny. I know Skipper. Skipper's
I know Skipper. I just didn't know Allen. Were Skipper and Allen ever an item?
I don't know. Did they ever hook up?
Do they double date?
There's a TV show right there. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is kind of funny if you want to be made fun of. There's, I guess, jackets now that have built-in air-conditioned fans. They're called air-conditioned clothes. They've been around for a little while. Some engineer in Japan, I believe, came up with them. But the battery life on them back in the day was not that good. Well, batteries have improved, and now you can buy these inflatable jackets. They're kind of like those Halloween costumes, you know, the dinosaur costumes and things like that. They got built-in fans, and they puff you up just the same way as those Halloween costumes, so you can be walking around town looking like you're jacked. But in reality, it's just a bunch of air getting blown into your jacket.
A bunch of crisp, cool air.
Yeah, it sounds kind of nice, actually. There's legit brands that are pretty decent, and this story says there's all sorts of knockoffs that you can get on Amazon, too. If you want an inflatable jacket, which...
I don't.
You don't?
No. Thank you, though.
Hey, speaking of, I saw a story this morning, and I thought of you, again, coming out of Japan, because you keep falling down all the time on the trails. This guy invented
Are you embellishing a little bit? I have fallen down once in the last 2 years.
Well, you had to buy knee pads, you said, because you keep falling down.
Yes, because I continue to run, but if I fall once, it could, but I'm not falling down all the time.
This is just
once
the beginning,
in
Dom.
The last 2 years.
This is just the beginning, though. But this guy in Japan has made this vest that you wear around if you're elderly, and if you go to fall, it goes poof and blows out like an airbag your car. It's an airbag vest that the elderly wear, and I was like, Dom, needs this for his trail running.
You know what? That's great. I like it. Does it look stylish?
Hell no, it doesn't look stylish. Yeah, put you in that inflatable vest and some knee pads. Woo! Sorry, ladies. He's taken. Anything else I want to tell you now? Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's two things you need to check out on there that are kind of cool. A guy in Northern Ireland broke a world record for playing the drums for 150 hours straight.
Oh,
it's about 6.5 days. So you can get on there and watch that guy bang on the drum all day. And then a cute little video that reminded me of something like out of a Disney movie. There's a cat that caught a mouse but didn't kill it or even hurt it. He just brought it home and they hung out all night and the owner's camera caught it all on video, and they're like little best friends.
Hey, you want to come back to my place?
What, a mouse around? It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.